It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, our guest says we shouldn't be pessimistic about the U.S. economy. We're on the verge of reinventing ourselves for the better.
First, President Obama will give his fifth State of the Union address tomorrow, and our guest says it will be little more than a presidential infomercial, more pep rally than policy launch.
So his solution is to turn the State of the Union address into a presidential Q&A, where he has to respond to questions from elected officials.
Here with us to explain his proposal is Doug Brooks, President Emeritus of the International Stability Operations Association. He wrote an opinion piece with Lawrence Korb in the Washington Post called Let's Turn the State of the Union into a Presidential Q&A. Doug, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, you say that the State of the Union address hasn't always been what you're calling a presidential infomercial. Can you give us a sense what it used to be like?
Well, for about 100 years, it was little more than a letter that was sent by the president to be read by some flunky in Congress. Back in 1913, Woodrow Wilson sort of dusted off the idea of actually talking directly to Congress, and it became at that point, and pretty much on a fairly regular basis now, the president will actually address a joint session of Congress, and you include, of course, the Joint Chiefs of Staff and Supreme Court justices as well. But as we've seen, this sort of thing has degenerated literally into a pep rally where half the audience stands for some of his comments, the other half for others, and occasionally everybody stands for some of the comments to cheer. But it's it doesn't really seem to achieve much other than giving the president a chance to sort of, I guess, stand royally above old parts of the government and look in a way that I think Thomas Jefferson would have shunned.
Well, do you think the way it's done now is more just, you know, a comment on the way we do politics in America today and the partisan nature and the way it's so TV-centric rather than really a problem with the State of the Union?
Oh, no, that's probably true. But I guess, you know, what's the point and is the American electorate served by this format? And I don't think it's working particularly well. You see not so many people watching it, and as we say, you know, people are watching reruns of Breaking Bad and basketball games rather than what an address that could be, I think, quite interesting and quite enlightening in terms of what's going on with the government today.
In terms of the political stage, I mean, so much of it is canned, what we see. It's prepackaged. I mean, just about everything on TV is, including reality TV shows. So why should the presidential, you know, why should the State of the Union be any different?
Well, that's a great question. I guess there are some people who think maybe we could have something a little bit more substantive. You know, there's no guarantee that this sort of format would become substantive either. I mean, you can, I think, when you read the comments that we've received, that Larry and I have received on this this idea, a lot of them are saying it would degenerate into exactly what, you know, Fox News or MSNBC is, you know, every day. And that's quite possible. But nevertheless, I think there is a possibility that it could be taken seriously. Obviously, it's something that, you know, it's a thought piece. But if it was grasped onto and both parties said, okay, here's the chance to have some really dignified discussion, maybe something could be achieved. And maybe for an electorate, it might become a little bit more interesting and informative and useful in terms of, I guess, as we say, reinvigorating our democracy.
So you use the word dignified, and I'm curious about that because you propose something that's similar to the Prime Minister's questions in the House of Commons, and we actually have a clip of that. Let's take a listen.
Excellent.
Isn't it interesting, Mr. Speaker? The thing they want to talk about least of all is the cost of living crisis facing families up and down the country. And that's because they know that families are worse off. Yes. Now, can he tell us, how much higher is the average gas and electricity bill this Christmas compared to last?
Well, first of all, let us deal with the predictions. He said this.
Order. The question was asked, and the answer must be heard. The Prime Minister.
On this, they have a programme which will clearly lead to the disappearance of a million jobs. Now we have 1.6 million more private sector jobs, 1.2 million more people in work. It is time he apologised for his prediction of talking the economy down.
Now, that is a clip from the Prime Minister's questions. That was the Leader of the Opposition, Edward Miliband, asking a question to Prime Minister David Cameron. That was just last month. Now, I don't know, dignified is definitely rowdy, and there's some substance there. But what do you think that gives us that we don't get out of State of the Union?
Well, that's a great point. And actually, right after we posted our story, a friend of mine, an Australian friend, sent a clip from Australia, which was even more hilarious. Yeah, I mean, this is something that we need to avoid. Obviously, we'd like to. But, you know, as a fallback, it'd certainly be a hell of a lot more entertaining than what we currently have. So, you know, I think it's a win-win either way.
Well, what about the substance? Let's get at that, because you're calling the current State of the Union a presidential infomercial. How could what you're proposing, a presidential question and answer session, provide more substance for the people who are actually watching?
Well, think of it this way. We have three branches of government, and yet they rarely seem to actually talk to each other. I mean, this would be sort of, instead of talking through the TV shows, instead of talking through seconds, they'd essentially, you'd have an opportunity for the lawmakers and the president to be able to have a face-to-face and public conversation on the key issues. I think there could be some value in that. There's a lot of ideas that simply get shunted to one side or another, because if you're not being asked them directly, you don't necessarily have to answer directly. So it would be perhaps the only time when a president and Congress would actually face and talk to each other and have some sort of conversation. Now, obviously, it's incumbent upon, I think, the leaders of the parties and everything to agree that they want to do this in a dignified manner, but I think it could be done, conceivably.
Now, in your piece, you say that it would cause the president to be quick on his feet. He would have to be, you say, quick and clever, and that kind of style would be what would serve it best. But, you know, obviously that's not going to serve all presidents equally, and it might not serve the cause of politics equally either if we reward the clever president over, you know, say, the wise and sagacious
the
president.
Dumb one.
Your word, yeah.
Maybe what that's not a bad thing.
So you think that would cause the cream to rise to the top?
Oh, you would hope. It certainly might be a bit intimidating for some of the potential presidents in the future. But nevertheless, I mean, even a thoughtful president, I think, can probably pull it off. And again, a lot of it depends on the level of dignity you're able to achieve when you do this sort of thing. You know, if it is a circus, then yeah, maybe just having a clown up there would be useful. But if it actually is something where real ideas are being thrown back and forth and discussed and debated right there, then maybe a thoughtful president could do just as well.
Who do you expect would moderate, and how would you get to pick who got to ask the questions?
Well, we propose it would be perhaps the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate, which is a vice president. But I think because of the two-party system, you'd probably want to have the leaders of both parties involved somehow. So most likely, in this case, it probably would be the vice president and the Speaker of the House. But it's conceivable in the future it could be, you know, the ranking member. There could be any numbers of ways that could be decided. I think it'd be important to make sure that the questions, that each party is able to control the questions and make sure that some of the so-called backbenchers are able to get their questions in, as well as the people that everybody sees on TV all the time. So I think it would open up the forum a bit more to representatives that we never really see.
Now, we have something kind of similar to this already. We have town hall meetings. How would this distinguish itself from that?
Well, true. And the town hall meetings, of course, are on a lower a political level, but this would be, yeah, very similar to that. It would be a chance where anything could be brought up. You'd presumably have some questions that would be pre-planned. In other words, if you have a fairly technical question, that could be given to the president, you know, a few days ahead of time to give him or her a chance to prepare. But there could be built into it, you could have a certain number of spontaneous questions, which would be a little bit more challenging and interesting.
So let's say, you know, President Obama's listening right now. He thinks, pretty good idea. I think I might try this. And that's the way we do it. Probably not this year, tomorrow, but, you know, maybe next year. What would change? What would you expect to change?
I think that it would be very interesting. And it would be, I mean, obviously somewhat politically risky. I mean, this whole idea is a long shot. But I think for Obama, he is a clever, I think he is reasonably fast on his feet, and I think he would do well in this particular format. I mean, obviously, he'd have to spend some time prepping and making sure he has, you know, the right answers. But you do that in the political debates anyway, when you're running for office. So I don't think this would be that much of a challenge or that far outside of bounds. So I don't think there, you know, basically it would take some agreement ahead of time, which in this day and age may not be so easy to do, but some political agreement between both sides saying this is a way we want to go. This is something we want to try. And for the Republicans, I mean, they have a lot to gain from this. I mean, right now it's basically a mandatory session where everybody has to sit there stony faced while the president talks at you and provides his thoughts and his ideas and his successes and, you know, his challenges for the future. And the answer that they have, the response, almost nobody watches, and is rarely as interesting or captivating as the original. So I think there's a lot for them to get out of it, and therefore they might be willing to agree to some certain guidelines on dignity, on making sure that it's done in a way that makes it valuable. For the president, it'd be a little bit of a reach, but I think he could create something that would be of incredible value to our democracy for the future.
Well, Doug, it's an interesting idea. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's been a real pleasure.
We've been speaking with Doug Brooks, President Emeritus of International Stability Operations Association. He's proposing that tomorrow's State of the Union address be turned into a presidential question and answer session.